RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bo Johnson for telling me to make sure I waited for after the woo.
Oh, yeah, it's always something. I forgot who we had. I just came all the way in.
That was me.
Wasn't it last time? Yeah, it was.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was like.
Welcome back in. It's sports. Like, daggum, boy, about scared me out of my drawers over here, man.
That's what it was.
I was not ready for that. Look, man, different strokes for different folks when it comes to welcoming back in. But, yeah, Bo's like, hey. Don't mess this up.
Wait a second.
Shout out to Bo for that, man, because I definitely would have come right in just on fire. It is the midday show. My name is Mike Johnson. He's Randy McMichael. We are headed into hour number three, man. But it's just flown by.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully.
You can't ask for a better shift.
Really. I love mornings. Day-day's stepping there back with a joke. Mornings are, like, so beautiful because, like, I have my entire day. Like, if there's something I have to do one day that's not work related, like, you have the entire day to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm gonna be tired.
Right.
You know, if I have to, like, take my kid to the doctor and he's got little league practice or whatever, you know, whatever's going on. Like, I can reserve my entire day and still work at the same time. But if I had to pick another one,
oh, dude,
this is the one.
This is peasy.
Like, this is where it's at.
This is peasy.
You're not hitting traffic either way.
You do everything in the morning, kids drop off, everything, still come back home, get time, and then by the time you get off work, maybe an hour to chill, and then,
granted, this could be, some people are out there going, that's awesome, but this for me is the roughest part of the morning is I don't ever see my kids in the morning.
I know.
Like, my wife does drop off every single morning. Every morning.
Have you ever done drop off?
Do what?
Have you ever done drop off?
I did it when I worked with Mike Bell 2 or 3 weeks ago. I asked my wife, I was like, hey, I'm going to do Dukes and Bell in Flyer Branch. She's like, cool, you can take the kids. My son, every time he wants to show me something in the morning, he's like, because the only time I've ever done it is Father's Day Friday. Mm-hmm. It's Daddy's with Donuts.
Right.
And he's like,
Daddy's Donuts. Love it.
He's like, Daddy, wait till Father's Day. I got to show you something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that the one thing you equate with me taking you to school is Father's Day? Because he knows the one time of year I'm definitely going to be with him.
But I love Father's Day Friday. I love my babies. I hate drop off.
Yeah.
I despise drop off. And that's why I said, my boy Samson, he's like, this year, it is because we, me and Donna went on vacation. And so he had to ride the bus. And so he's like, hey, Dad, is it cool if I just ride the bus? I was like, huh?
Like from now on?
That's what I said, every day?
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was like, every day? He's like, yeah. I said, morning and afterwards?
He's
like, yeah.
How old is he now?
He's 12.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, cool. Man, if there ain't nothing more that I hate than the freaking school drop-off line.
Man.
Nothing in the world.
I'm definitely going to be that dad that just parks at like whatever business is next
Get somewhere
door.
Close.
Yeah.
And either walk him there or point him in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Just say slap him on the butt.
Maybe you have too many damn police. You know, I tried one time. Police, I'm trying to be slick. I hurry up and jump out, dog, so I ain't got to go all through this damn maze.
Yeah, we're definitely going to. It's going to be a situation with us. My wife works in Cobb County, but we live in Fulton. So my kids will be going to Cobb County schools.
Okay.
So there's no, like, you're not just going to put them on a bus.
No.
You know, like the rest of the time, my wife, like my kids, we're already like, go to this elementary school, this, like, we're like, oh, God, this is going to be quite an adventure, but you know, you never know what's waiting around.
You can have school drop off.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, time to talk about the biggest story of the day.
Read the thing.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
I don't know, Bo, where are you at on that one?
Pain and fun. You know, like, I know what they're about, you know, and they're going to come in here and they're going to go out there and they're fighting for a one seed, you know, and I know what that means. I've been in that building when you're doing those things. I've been in that building when you had the opportunity to go to playoffs. I know what that building feels like. That building's not in it not to win a championship. And everything they're going to do, they're going to come in here and try to do, and we better match it. And I love that because I love to be able to build up what it feels like, what it looks like, what the mentality has to be to go out there and win a championship. I was with them when we done it, and I want to be able to show this team how to do it because I believe we can.
How am I supposed to feel listening to that? You know, like, how am I supposed to feel as a Falcons guy listening to that? Because, look, I like Raheem a lot. Like, I don't know. I really want to see changes to what the Falcons are, just in terms of a linear vision.
Right.
You know, like, I'd like to see the run game match up with the passing game and everything else we want to do with the quarterback spot, match up with the team, whatever else. Like, all the way from the top down. But when I hear Raheem and envision him as a Super Bowl-winning defense coordinator and him talk about that building out in L.A. and how it's like, hey, it's just Super Bowl or bust. You know, they're in it for championships. I'm like, man, that is awesome.
Yeah, man, because that's, you know, because there isn't, I'm sure you, there's probably an example, but you talk about, you know less.
Yeah.
You want to talk about being able to win one way and then find a way to get back. Because what was it? Blank them damn picks.
Yeah.
And they went out and they won a damn Super Bowl. And then what did they do? They didn't have their first round pick for 6 years. And then when they finally started getting their picks back, well, they hit on all of them. They start hitting on all of them, everything like that. Really? I mean, then it helps that you got, I think Sean McVay's a damn superstar. I think he's a superstar coach. I really, really do. And, you know, they're in a position where they did everything right, the quarterback position. You went and got Matthew Stafford. Then you go out there, okay, there's no replacing Aaron Donald, but you go and find three dudes that have the same kind of mentality as him, including your defensive line.
And you know this as well as I do. It's like you hit on your draft picks, but you also, when you have – units that are that good, everybody that you bring in plays better around them. Draft picks, like, you know, like Nate Landman's a prime example.
Yes.
Like, oh man, can't believe Nate Landman's left here.
And he didn't do this here. Captain.
But he wasn't doing that here. Yeah. Like, that's not what he was here. Like, that's not fair. And I don't even put that so much on the Falcons coaching staff as I'm like, you know what, just didn't fit.
Right.
Divine Diablo fits with what we're doing right now.
Yes.
And so you got to give them credit for that and not really. It's tough because I was listening to Tom Brady call, you know, a Rams game, and he's talking about Nate Landman. He's like, oh, this guy's just, man, he called him a cerebral decision maker or something like that. You know, something you would have called
Kirk Cousins. Because he had to fill in a lot when he was here. You know, he had to fill in a lot, and he was a head buster.
Yeah.
But
when Troy Anderson goes down.
But the thing about him was that he was, and he's not actually doing a lot of that in LA. He was not a good space player.
No.
He just wasn't. It just was not a good space player.
Oh, man, it's been tough. But, you know, when you draft guys like Jared Worth, Braden Fisk, the whole thing that they're doing up front, man, Byron Young, then you can go out and get guys like Emmanuel Forbes, who plays corner for them, who got cut from Washington. You know what I mean? Like, it just works out for them because they're able to kind of push all that in the right direction. But when you listen to Raheem talk about that building, I just get so much – I guess jealousy. I don't even want to call it jealousy. It's just because that must be really cool.
What'd you just call it, Mike? What kind of plan?
A linear plan.
That's
like
what they have.
Top down. That's everything is in line.
But that's what they have. That's what. Yes. That's why. That's why you see that from anything you got. I mean, you have a Cooper Kupp who's one of the most dominant receivers, gets banged up, and then you replace him with another dude.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you replace him with another dude. You got the right running backs. You have the perfect quarterback for this. Then, all right, you're having troubles throwing the ball in the red zone, so you get one of the best red zone receivers in the history of the National Football League in Devontae Adams. Like, you know,
he's so good, dude.
Yeah, they just know how to do it. They were a big 11 personnel team. You know what now? What are they running? 13 personnel.
Exactly.
Yes, because you know why? 11 personnel was our best personnel because of the players.
Because
we
didn't
run 11 because we wanted to just run 11.
Dude, it's so funny. You just triggered something in my mind that I was listening to Sony Michel came on and did an interview with Rusty Mansell and Steak Shapiro a few weeks ago. And they had a documentary come out. And he was kind of talking about the difference between Sean McVay and Bill Belichick. You know, he won a Super Bowl ring at two different places. And he was talking about two coaches that do things completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bill Belichick's one of those guys that was going to do whatever he had to do to motivate you to get the best out of you.
Yes.
And it was going to be very businesslike.
Yes.
It was going to be like, basically, if I don't do this, I'm going to get cut. And they're going to move on from me.
Right.
He's like, Sean McVay is like almost the complete opposite.
Yep.
Where it's like, he was going to be relatable enough to where he's going to be, I'm going to put you in this situation. You're going to come through when I put you up to bat. And it's going to be awesome.
Yep.
And I expect you to do that. Two completely different coaching styles, But they land in the same spot, and it sounds like their organizations the are very, Sean, very similar.
The thing with Sean is Sean don't care.
Yeah.
Meaning he couldn't win with Jared Goff. He said, I got the Super Bowl with him, but I can't win a Super Bowl without him.
He doesn't fit the profile of
So you know what? Call Detroit. Me and my lady, we were happened to be in Mexico, and Matt Stafford and his wife were down there. We just ran to each other, started talking and everything, and like, hey, you want to come play quarterback for me? Yeah. Sure, Sean.
That sounds awesome, actually. Yeah.
I want to
come at this one more angle for Sean McVay, because I knew that he was a Marist guy, and I knew that he was a good football player. I didn't know that he was like the – was a 4A player of the year?
He beat Calvin.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he beat out Calvin, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Marist high. Good for him. Now, do you think – because I you're a curious guy to get this angle for it. Do you think this game, like, means any more to him because of that?
What do you mean?
He's coming back to Georgia.
Oh, man.
Is he be playing – his team's coming to Mercedes-Benz. And I think the same way about Matthew Stafford. Like, this is like you're coming back to play Atlanta?
I think Andy said on Wednesday this is his third time playing Atlanta.
Okay.
I think it's his third time. Like, I don't look – I know Matt Stafford went to Georgia.
Yeah.
What he did. But I look at him, he's a Texas guy.
Right. No, yeah, I feel the same way. Guy. The whole thing where he came out, he was like, when people bark at me, I don't really understand.
We had a caller, Mike. It was so funny because a guy called up and asked me about that. He's like, I think it's kind of disrespectful. And I was like, it's not that he's being disrespectful. As a player, we don't walk up to each other and say, go Dogs.
Well, right. And he didn't grow up on it.
Yeah, he did. I mean? But when we see each other, I see my partners out. What up? Yeah. And that's what it was. And so the dude, I love, he was such a nice man. I said, I found that disrespectful. I said,
yeah.
Well,
he's the same way, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a... Like, trust me, and Alabama fans are on a whole nother level when it comes to that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, don't even act like you even thought about rooting for Auburn at any point in any kind of game. Like, that's just complete, disrespect from that angle. But I was just curious to get your angle on the Sean McVay thing because I have to tell people that are fans of the NFL sometimes where I'm like, these are fan narratives.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But when it comes to a coach like Sean McVay that does have the history at a place like Marist, that's where I don't know. That's where I'm like, Les Snead went to Auburn.
I think it was different when they came to Super Bowl here.
True.
Yeah. Yes. I think that might be different, but this is just a regular season. Well, I mean, it's an important regular season game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, no. When that Super Bowl was here, yeah, he wanted to get here. Because he's
– it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's crazy. I'd take both those guys in a heartbeat. Les Snead was the guy. You'll appreciate this. I'm sure it was somebody maybe in your career. Les Snead used to run in the locker room. He's like, I heard that Les Snead was the guy that stood on the table for me in the draft on draft day. Love
Les
that,
is
man.
Les
is my guy. Les, you know what I mean? Love Les Snead, man.
I'm surprised he's still there because he's been there forever.
Dude.
He's been there forever. Got
that. Man, he went straight California with the slick back hair. That's a whole other conversation for another day. It's the Midday Show. My name is Mike Johnson. That's Randy McMichael. We come back. We'll talk more about the upcoming Sugar Bowl game, Georgia against Ole Miss. We'll also continue to break down the NFL. Stick with us. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications.
See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.